Welcome, everyone. It's 8:34. It's time for another Experience Marshalltown show. Hi.
Good morning.
Val Ruff joining
us. It's a very nice, crisp morning out there.
It is. It's brisk. It's a good day to walk really fast from your car to wherever you happen to go.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I did that this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. So today on Experience Marshalltown, I've invited Heidi Drazy. She is here representing the 13th Street District. She's the events chair, so I want to welcome you in.
Thank you for having me today. We're really excited.
Absolutely. We're excited kind of about a new community event that we're going to talk about this morning.
Yes.
And in fact, I'll even let you share the name of the event that's going to be taking place on
December 13th. The 13th Street District invites you to pop into the pop-up. So it is a holiday pop-up shop. All our area businesses will have an additional pop-up or two inside their business. So you can come do your holiday shopping. It's a great opportunity. Invite the girlfriends out. We'll have refreshments. You can maybe grandma, maybe your daughter having, you know, or even other guys come out and get your wife or that special lady in your life some great gifts.
Yeah, bring her out. Find out what she likes and then sneak back and get it for her.
Yes, exactly.
That's how you got to do
that. It's a great date night, too.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that you, your board and committees always use whatever the 13th of the month is to have your events, and it's just kind of a fun way to celebrate the 13th Street
District.
Absolutely.
13th Street has a lot of history in town. We're right in front of the Veterans Home, if you're curious, right between the Franklin Elementary School and the Veterans Home. So that area has undergone revitalization in the last decade. A lot of progress. You've seen Echo down there. Throughout the summer, we do the yoga in the park that's gone on. We'll be going on for a fifth season, so we're excited for that. But we wanted to bring some more events in the winter time, and we've got some great businesses down there. And I would love to share with you some of the specials and some of the pop-up vendors, if I may.
Yeah, I think we absolutely. Let's go ahead and get started with who's going to be participating in our pop-up.
Yes, so we have Hermanson Orthodontics. They'll be hosting Lily Mae, so of course, you know, you can dig the candy out of your braces there. And then we've got West End Perk. They're going to offer Metal Science of Iowa will be their pop-up, as well as Pastor Dave Martin. He's got some great crafts.
Oh, great.
Even Santa's going to pop in there from 5 to 8. And her special will be chili and cinnamon rolls, and of course, hot chocolate. So if you've never been down to West End Perk, she has great lunch specials. Good coffee. I love the turtle mocha. So
hot chocolate. That'll be
yes,
perfect.
That'll be a good one. Of course, you can enjoy refreshments at the spot. The cabinet shop will actually have Pampered Chef.
Okay.
Yeah, Tina Begnall, she used to be with the 13th Street Inn, so she's going to come back down to the district and be offering goods for your kitchen. And if you're doing an upgrade, check out the cabinet shop. So they have some great displays
there.
That's
a great, that's a great partnership.
Oh, yeah. That works out well. And if you're looking to treat yourself, you can go next door to Embellish. Not only does she have all her hair products, makeup, and various products at 20% off. That's quite the deal.
Yeah.
But she's invited Red Aspen Cosmetics. That's with Amy Blair. So you can get your lashes and some nails and all the fun makeup.
Well, you know, the nice thing too about that, as you were sharing that, Heidi, is with Embellish, is if you're not exactly sure what somebody might like, they have great gift cards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? Each one of these, you can get gift cards for later, because she doesn't go out of stock. They'll just be restocking with more fun.
Yeah.
And
she does, a lot of spa type things.
Oh, yes.
In fact, I have a gift card from a friend, and I need to get down there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go set up my appointment.
Oh, yes, yes. Whether it's your hair, your nails, they do lashes. I know she does extensions down there, so if you're ever thinking about doing something fun.
Yeah.
She'll also have Nina's Attic. So if you've never seen Nina's Attic, great homemade jewelry. Very popular in this area, so you've got to get yourself a pair.
Okay.
And then she's also, she's going to be doing makeup touch-ups throughout the night, so you can walk in, get your makeup touch-up, and they'll be sharing Aveda wellness rituals, so a little 101, as well as with your shopping. Another really exciting announcement that we have down there that K-Inspire, Kristen Van Gundy, is opening her K-Inspired. What's really neat about that, there are home gifts as well. You know, you get candles, pillows, all those fun things to stuff your stockings, you know, getting your coworkers or that special someone a little something there for. She'll have 10% off. She's got 501-58 gear. So special Marshalltown representation. So she'll 10% of those sales will go towards charity. And then another really cool partnership they have down there is she features McGregor's Furniture. Oh. So McGregor's, it's still McGregor's Furniture, sure. But she'll be selling it for them in her location. So
where is this located?
Right inside Embellish. So there's where she used to have her boutique there.
Okay.
They have redone that, and okay. It is just beautiful in there. If nothing else, it's worth seeing all the fun decor.
And that's called K-Inspired?
K-Inspire.
Inspire. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah. And her pop-up will be 5th and Park. So they have Christmas decor.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, you think about when you gift Christmas decor, you mm-hmm. have it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Great memories there. And that's just one side of the street.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get back with more exciting information on the 13th Street pop-down for the pop-ups. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau has the resources you need to make your event a success. Marshalltown has many amenities that make us the perfect location to hold your meetings, conventions, and tournaments. We offer tour and site visits, welcome bags, media contacts, name badges, information on speakers, caterers, and entertainment, and more. Your successful event is a priority. For more information, go to the website, marshalltown.org/visit, or call me, Val Ruff, at the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. Marshalltown, meet in the middle for fun.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brian's Collision Clinic and State Center. While you are traveling to see loved ones, to and from parties and holiday gatherings, please remember to be safe on our treacherous Iowa winter roads. Hi, this is Brian Hartwig of Brian's Collision Clinic, thanking you for your business this year. In case of an accident, Brian's Collision Clinic is here with reliable, honest service that will exceed your expectations, and that is the reason our business continues to grow. Thank you for trusting Brian's Collision Clinic, where quality and professionalism collide.
Tis the season for giving, and the Principal Charity Classic Holiday Package is the perfect gift to give and share. You'll get two commemorative tickets to the 2019 Principal Charity Classic, Des Moines' annual PGA Tour Champions event, a VIP parking pass, and a pair of hats and lanyards, too. Valued at $95, this package is available for $49.99, but only while supplies last. Every purchase benefits Iowa kids. Visit PrincipalCharityClassic.com today.
Everyone loves a tradition, new or old. This Friday, gather the family and experience the tradition that is the 19th annual Old Fashioned Christmas on Main in State Center. Take the kids to the special story and craft time at the library. Before a horse-drawn trolley ride, check out the silent auction at Broadway Dance Studio. Put a little tradition in your Christmas the old-fashioned way at the Old Fashioned Christmas on Main in State Center. Complete schedule on Facebook at Old Fashioned Christmas on Main.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Martin here in studio with Val Ruff and Heidi Drazy. It's another Experience Marshalltown show.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So we are having all kinds of fun talking about the pop-in for the pop-ups down on 13th Street, which is an event that's taking place next week on the 13th, yes. Of course, which I love that you guys use that date to host all your fun stuff. And so Heidi was just sharing with us that some of the businesses and what they're going to be featuring, what their pop-up is featuring. Mm-hmm. These are all really great.
Yes.
So we got pretty much done on one side of the street.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and hop over to what would be the west side of 13th Street.
Yes.
Stores are doing.
All right. So, of course, near and dear to my heart, Breathe. They'll have all your yoga supplies. You know, you gotta have those yoga supplies. Of course, they have great services, massage options. Mindy Caesar does cranial sacral therapy. I'll say that three times fast. Of course, you can get those gift certificates. And Kim Hankin is a wonderful artist. So if you've never seen her art, it is worth popping in to see. She does jewelry as well. And then they also offer essential oils. So awesome, right?
Yeah. And if you just want to, if you're just getting started in essential oils,
yeah,
they're great. Don't be afraid to just go in and ask questions. Say, hey, I'm new about, I want to learn more about essential oils. They're so good for your, your wellness. And it's a great way to get started. And they have a great line of essential oils. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I'm not sure people know about, and I just want to share this because I have a friend, and I think Kim does some coaching.
Yes, she does as well.
So if you're kind of looking for somebody just to, you know, bounce stuff off of, help
great
you make some
way to start the new year.
I know.
New year, new year. Exploring the you.
So think about that. Yeah, as you know, a possibility for yourself or a friend.
Yes, absolutely. That is a great point there. We just really enjoy them down there. And then if we go next door, of course, we've got the Salvation Army. So they'll have their Red Kettle campaign inside there. And then they're offering 20% off all of their merchandise.
Oh, night. Great.
And then they'll also be serving some cookies and refreshments.
Awesome.
Next door is It's Unique. So April McKibben does a fantastic job. She's such a talented artist when it comes to flowers, or just in general. One of the ideas is, even if you don't purchase flowers that night, think about putting your order in that night, whether you're thinking about coworkers or, you know, grandma out there. Don't let anybody go without their fun flowers for the weekend.
I know. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And then See Eye Care, she's doing her special. She's inviting the Chalet. So Chalet on Main will be back in See Eye Care. You've known them as the Chalet downtown. And so if you've missed them, that's a great opportunity to sneak on down and get your great Chalet gear.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you haven't been into See Eye Care, she's really done a great job.
There.
Yeah, there's a lot of history. And she's done a beautiful job of embracing the Seberg Pharmacy because that was where it was located, but also Gene Seberg and awesome photos.
Yeah, see the photos and you'll be able to walk around in there and explore. And there's some real gems in there.
Yeah, and then, of course, on the north side of the building is the Freedom Mural.
Yes.
And that was a project of her son's. And that has a great story, too, a great history.
Yes.
What a great way to
honor
the veterans that are just
right across
up the
street.
Hill.
Yes. We owe them the things there.
So let's talk a little bit. I don't know if we've shared with the listeners the times that they can come in and
So
partake.
We'll be down there from 5 to 8 p.m. So come after work or come when it works for you. You'll be able to park and go enjoy the different stores. They're all right next to each other. So even if it is a little chilly, no problem.
Yeah,
you'll
bundle
be in
up.
And out really fast.
Bundle up and you just go from place to
just
place.
And that's part of the fun, too.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It is winter and you can make those memories. So you can make the night of a great memory, a great Christmas memory, as well as getting all those gifts that are unique. And
get them all done.
One of a kind,
Get them all done night and you can just wrap them and say, I'm done.
Perfect.
I got it all done at 13th Street.
Yes,
District.
Exactly. And, you know, you're supporting here in town. You know, we were hit by the tornado in that area and, you know, everyone's been able to really bounce back, so it's a great way to support.
Yeah, shop local, think
local. Shop local, think local.
That's important.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Know, and you can actually snack and
there's
and
refreshments.
Dine like a local.
Exactly.
So that's a great what a great opportunity to take advantage of the 13th Street District. And thank you for the work. And I know it takes a lot. I know that the 13th Street has a board, and now you have a new 501c3, and you're growing and expanding and doing lots of great things.
Very excited with that.
I know that there are a lot of fun events that you've done throughout you know, throughout the year. And I, of course,
more to come.
And I think what's really fun is I think you started something kind of new and unique with the yoga in the park.
Very
proud
of that.
Small little grassy area, and I know that you've exceeded 50 people because I've been there a couple times, and it's like, okay, we got to get close, we got to squeeze together.
Always room for one more.
I know, and I just love that it's a kind of a fun opportunity to do something different. You know, people are like, well, I want to go to Des Moines, they do all these, but you guys have done a really nice job of bringing some unique events and features to the 13th Street District, and incorporating everybody steps up and helps and works together down there.
I would absolutely agree there.
So Marshalltonians do that really well.
I do agree. Very impressed.
Yeah.
If we could give a shout out to Cynthia Reglin, Amy Demerly Snyder, as well as Christine Isom. So those are my ladies that are
good.
there for me every step of the way.
So thank you, everybody, for all your hard work and kicking this off.
Yes, thank you.
You know, it's kind of that fun thing that we don't really have this time of year because we, you know, we've had the holiday stroll, so we always need something in the middle of December.
Yeah,
right,
it's
before.
December. We're still
shopping and enjoying the holiday spirit and having a lot of fun. So I know, too, that you have another kind of a ongoing, I don't know if it's an event or feature.
Yes.
Down on the 13th Street area.
Last year, we had the sneaky little elf in the 13th Street District that came on down, and he came back again this year. So what we invite you is check out our Facebook page. So that's the 13th Street District. If you go down there, you can see pictures of where he's at and guess where is he hiding. And then the following day, you can see the specials of the various businesses that are graciously letting that elf cause a ruckus in their stores. And then at night, you can come on down and look in the windows. So he'll hide in their windows too.
Okay.
So that'll go. We just started that this week on the 3rd, and that'll run through the 24th of December.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Every weekday.
Get down there and find out where he's hiding out, and then who's going to have a special.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all like specials, right?
We
want to save a little money. Absolutely. Okay. We are going to take a quick break and we'll be back for our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau has the resources you need to make your event a success. Marshalltown has many amenities that make us the perfect location to hold your meetings, conventions, and tournaments. We offer tour and site visits, welcome bags, media contacts, name badges, information on speakers, caterers, and entertainment, and more. Your successful event is a priority. For more information, go to the website, marshalltown.org/visit, or call me, Val Ruff, at the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. Marshalltown, meet in the middle for fun.
Central State Bank's annual open house is this Friday during State Center's annual Old Fashioned Christmas on Main. They invite you to both traditions. While at Old Fashioned Christmas on Main, stop in to enjoy refreshments and visit with her friendly staff on all that Central State Bank has to offer, from loans to CDs to mobile services with benefits of banking local on your schedule. Central State Bank, serving the communities you call home. Wishing you much joy, peace, and happiness this holiday season. Central State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
CentralIowaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
There's brushes and tapes and drop cloths galore that do-it-yourselfers would love from Strand Store. When you pick out the paint for that project from here, get 40% off sundries for the rest of the year. Don't know exactly what they want from Strands? Have no fear. A Strands gift card? That would be grand. So this Christmas season, for that special gift, head to Strands for my help. Bring in your whole list.
Strands, the paint and gift card store. 11 East Meadow Lane, Marshalltown.
Welcome back. It is about 8:52. Let's get back to Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So on Experience Marshalltown, I have Heidi Drazy, and Heidi is the events chair for the 13th Street District. And we are talking about a new event called Pop In for the Pop-Ups.
You bet.
Or Pop Down for the Pop-Ups. But so I'm going to let you just kind of do a quick recap in case somebody's just tuning in about what your event is all about this year.
So Popping In to the Pop-Ups on 13th Street is a holiday shopping event from 5 to 8 p.m. on December 13th. Can't forget that. 13th on the 13th. And we've got various pop-ins to all our area businesses. So not only can you purchase and get gifts and have a fun experience in all the 13th Street businesses, you'll get to explore and see all the other fun gifts for their pop-ups. And they're great variety down
and
there.
And somebody really important is going to be there. He's going to show up, right?
Yes, yes.
The big guy
himself.
Weston Perk.
Rumors are the big guy in red. He'll be down from 5 to 8 p.m. too.
Don't want to miss him.
Don't
forget to sit on his lap and give him, tell him what you need, what's on your list.
Yes. So we're really excited for that.
Yeah,
so
I think we
wish you all come down and check
and us out. So if somebody just wants a few more details, where can they get that?
So you can check out our Facebook like page. We have that as an event. So for December 13th, look in your area events. So you get that reminder. And as we post updates and feature some of our vendors, you can get really excited between now and then.
So if I've just
next week,
if I just tune in, can I get all of the folks that are going to be the vendors that are popping into the stores on 13th Street? Can I get the names of those on the Facebook event page?
Yes, yes, you'll be
perfect
able to see that here soon.
Great,
you're hearing it first here.
Because I might want to make a list, you know, of where I want to go. Even though I'm going to go in to pop in to each one,
but there's a few that you don't want to leave off your list.
Yeah, definitely. There's some new things, so make sure
new things you've never seen yet. Yeah.
And I think that's a thing. Sometimes people are like, "Well, what am I going to do down there?" Oh, there's lots of things.
Oh yeah.
And so this is a great event to get in the store and acclimate yourself with what's going on, and maybe what you know some of the new things that are going on 13th Street.
Yeah, we'd love to have you down.
Yeah. So. Thank you, Heidi, for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else? I know that you're wearing your 13th Street hat, but there might be something that you might want to mention coming up that's related to the Y.
Yeah, so the very next day on December 14th, we do have our Grinch Swim. So it's our annual Grinch Swim, and we invite anyone in the community. So come on. On our rec pool, we dye it green. Of course, the Grinch, right?
Yeah.
In our party room, we'll be actually playing the Grinch, and we'll read the Grinch story, and then you can see the Grinch movie, and there's a few crafts in there you can do. And then in our lap pool, we have what we call a Wibbit, and what that is an inflatable obstacle course. So for all the kiddos that are a little bit older and want to have a blast, it takes up half of our lap pool.
That thing's crazy.
Yeah, it is a blast.
Yeah. Oh, great. So thank you for being on the show this morning. We appreciate all the time and energy and your volunteer services that you do on and above what you do at the Y. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and give you kind of an update on some things going on in the community this weekend. We're going to start with Friday, and there's a family Christmas. That's at First Friends Church, and they're doing popcorn and I think a Christmas movie and hot chocolate and just some fun things for family. There's a Christmas concert taking place, an evening with Mississippi Jake. He's at the Iowa River Brewery, and that's at 8 p.m. on Friday. You don't want to miss him. It sounds like Aaron Busby might be doing a little jamming with Mississippi Jake.
I've got that on my calendar, too.
So if you want to partake in that and you're looking for something to do on Friday, I think that's a kind of a fun thing that's taking place. Then we move to Saturday, and we have the Blacksmith Hammer In, and that takes place over in Haverhill at the Matthew Ito Blacksmith Shop. And if you haven't, this is kind of an old craft, this blacksmithing, although I think it has a little bit, maybe even some things similar to those who are making jewelry. But this is the old craft of blacksmithing. If you want to learn more about it, sometimes they have some hands-on, but this is a great opportunity, and that's Saturday at 8:30. And then at 9 a.m., there's going to be a model train display. And who doesn't love to see a model train display? So they're going to have that on display. And then shortly after that at 10:15, there's going to be story time and talking about trains. And that's all kiddo related. So make sure you take advantage of that. And then Saturday evening, the Starch Duo was hired by the Orpheum Theater and Bob Unteed. But this is a nice partnership that's going to be taking place at the Iowa Veterans Home.
Oh,
so Bob has partnered with the Iowa Veterans Home to bring this group. And so they encourage you to come out, hang out with the veterans, you know, show your appreciation for all the sacrifice they've made for us, and enjoy some live music. And that's Saturday. And then we move to Sunday, and the model trains will still continue to be on display. There's an old hymn sing at 6 p.m. And then at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday is the Adopt the Veteran Christmas program that takes place. So if you'd like any more of this information, you can get that at www.marshalltown.org. Click on that events tab and you can get all the details and even where the event is located. It's kind of a little map you can click on as well. And if you want to put your information, if you want to put your event of 2019 on here, get it on the calendar. It's a no charge, no password. It's just easy to put your event on the calendar. Thanks for listening to Experience Marshalltown.